You're listening to Vatican Radio. Canadian Archbishop-elect Donald Boland says social justice, ecumenism and dialogue with Indigenous peoples will be among his top pastoral priorities in the Archdiocese of Regina. Boland, currently the Bishop of Saskatoon in the central province of Saskatchewan, was named on Monday as Archbishop of the provincial capital. Last month, Bishop Boland was in the news as he spent a couple of days living out on the streets of Saskatoon to raise awareness and funds for a hospice for the homeless. He described the experience of sitting on a sidewalk being ignored by people all day as a deep learning experience. I spoke to Bishop Boland to find out more about this initiative and about expectations for his new job as head of the Archdiocese of Regina. First of all, then, I'd like to ask you to tell us a little bit about your new archdiocese.
Sure. Well, it covers, I think, about the bottom third of the province, at least the part that is most populated. The capital city is in Saskatchewan is Regina, a city of about 210,000, I believe. So the diocese is spread out. It's a large territory. I haven't checked, but I would think it must be close to the size of Italy, with a population of just over 500,000.
So you're going to spend quite a lot of the time on the move, aren't you, travelling around between parishes and other places?
That's right. It's a very agricultural region, so a lot of dirt roads. And a large majority of the parishes are rural. The economy here has been largely agriculturally based until the last couple of decades, where other industries have been strengthened and the economy is a little more diversified, but it's a good place to come from. It's my home diocese. It has increasingly been served by, now I think maybe over half of the clergy would be from other countries, international priests. So while it's tucked away on the Canadian prairies and maybe life is just a little bit simpler there than it would be in Rome or in other major cities, it's increasingly a pluralist society, and it's struggling with the challenges to live that pluralism. Well, like many places, one of the major challenges is passing on the faith to the next generations. In a secular culture and society, that's been difficult. So we need to find ways to, as 1 Peter says, speak our hope, give an account of the hope that is within us, and to do that in a way that shows the attractiveness and beauty of the gospel. So that would be a major challenge.
Now, you, of course, have had experience working here in Rome for many years. You were here working with the Council for Christian Unity. What kind of ideas are you taking with you to this new job? What do you see, perhaps, as creative ways of making that hope visible to people today?
Well, out of my work from the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, I mean, I certainly am looking to build ecumenical relations wherever possible and appropriate. Other Christian churches face the same challenge of giving the hope that is within them and their communities. And much of that is something we can do together. So there are already strong ecumenical relations in the Archdiocese of Regina. There's a wonderful covenant between the Catholic Archdiocese and the Anglican Diocese there. I look to support that and strengthen it. It's also a diocese that has a strong history of justice outreach. And I look forward to working in the field of justice and to help the church serve those on the margins and on the peripheries. One significant challenge in the province as a whole, and this has been in Saskatoon as well as in Regina, is the many economic challenges and social challenges faced by our Indigenous peoples. We have a complicated history of relations with Indigenous peoples. When settlers came from Europe, you know, they encountered peoples who were largely lived in a healthy relationship with the land and had deep spiritual roots and were family-based, and there was a possibility of a rich cultural encounter. But that didn't necessarily unfold that way, and in many ways our Indigenous peoples are marginalized. So learning to walk in solidarity with them and to learn from them and to engage in the kind of dialogue that would have been possible long ago but is still possible today, that's one of the pastoral challenges in front of us.
You mentioned working on justice issues. You were very recently putting that kind of work into practice in a very concrete way, weren't you? You were out just last month on the streets of Saskatoon, being homeless for some 36 hours or so, begging for cash on the streets. Tell us a bit about that experience.
Well, I serve on the board of a beautiful new facility, which is for homeless people with HIV. And it's a medical service center and a hospice. And as part of a a fundraising initiative and letting people know more about their work. They had 10 people well-known in the community live the experience of homelessness for 36 hours. Of course, that's like dipping your big toe into an ocean of an experience of homelessness. But it was illuminating. I got to see the neighborhood I live in a new way, to see the challenges and the wounds of people, and also the many ways in which people support each other in hidden but truly helpful ways. So it was a good experience. With others, slept overnight in a park, and homelessness is not easy on your body, and it's not easy on your dignity either. I sat with one of our First Nations leaders. We were paired up, and we put our caps down on the sidewalk, asking for money, and of course we were dressed as homeless people, and it was interesting that almost no one looked at us. We were really quite invisible. And I suppose that's what we do to people who are vulnerable and threatening and asking something of us, is we make them invisible. So it was a deep learning experience for me, because I'm often on the other side of that encounter, and too often walk around people rather than really encountering them and addressing their needs. So that was a good experience.
It's one which Pope Francis regularly talks about, doesn't he? This need to engage people on their own terms and not on the terms that we would like to provide for them.
Well, I think Pope Francis also looks for us to find more systemic ways of addressing needs. I love the way that he holds together the need to seek justice on a structural, systemic level, and also never to overlook the poor person, the needy person, the marginalized person in our path in front of us. And to hold those two together is really to embody Catholic social teaching in a strong and robust way.
You were raising funds, weren't you, for this new facility that you were talking about? How successful was that as an initiative?
Oh, it was very successful. We raised awareness, and we raised enough funds that they're able to start out on another project, a home which will be for pregnant women with HIV, who want to keep their children and keep their children out of the foster care system. So truly a beautiful initiative. It's not a Catholic initiative, but it's one that resonates solidly with Catholic teaching, and it's a privilege to be involved in it.
And finally, on a very personal level, what are your hopes, perhaps even your fears, as you move into this new job?
Well, you know, it's always difficult to go somewhere new and to leave what's been a beautiful experience here in the Diocese of Saskatoon. Saskatoon has a very strong tradition of collaboration between lay people and clergy, and very active religious communities, and a very strong justice trust. And those things are also found in Regina, but Saskatoon, well, it was a great privilege to minister here. And so picking up roots and starting something new and addressing some challenges and wounds that have been experienced in the Archdiocese of Regina. There'll be a great group of clergy and religious and very active lay people there that I look forward to working with.
You'll be back in Rome here at some point soon, won't you, to mark the 50th anniversary of the Anglican Centre, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, indeed. One of the international ecumenical bodies that I work closely with is the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission for Unity and Mission. I'm a co-chair of that group, and we're bringing together pairs of bishops, Anglican and Catholic, from over 20, I believe 20 countries around the world, bringing them together, first of all, to Canterbury and then to Rome. And hopefully we'll have them commissioned by Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, sent forth to build relations and to find ways to work together to address the common good wherever possible. So that's at the beginning of October, and I look forward to that very much.
My thanks there to Don Bolan, Archbishop-elect of the Canadian Archdiocese of Regina.